To participate in these discussions. Firstly, please let me thank the working group of experts for all of their important work. Congratulations to the new chair. My name is Vernita Pearl Fort. I am a member of the International Working Group on People of African Descent. I'm an ecologist, I'm an economist, I'm a retired United States diplomat, I'm a democracy research scholar at the University of Illinois, and I'm also a board director at the Center for United Nations Constitutional Research. I so applaud all of the presentations that have been given today. I think we have to work at the local level, the state level, the regional level, and the global level. Often when I'm invited to give presentations at the United Nations, I will ask the group, what are the first words of the United Nations Charter? And I invite you to ask yourself, what are the first words of the United Nations Charter? The first words are, we the peoples of the United Nations. In 1945, almost 75, well, exactly 78 years ago, 50 countries met in San Francisco to write the Charter of the United Nations. Colonization, Jim Crow laws, prevented the majority of the black world from participating. And as a result, we had an undemocratic international political and economic order which produced an undemocratic United Nations Charter. These charters and these treaties are not only political documents, they are also economic documents, either directly or indirectly. And there is Article 109 in this document that allows for the review of the charter and also to adapt and amend the charter. There was a big brouhaha near the middle and towards the end of that two-month period of negotiation where there was concern about the concentration of power among the permanent five. And to alleviate that, Article 109 was inserted, which said, we have the opportunity review. I would like to make the proposal that this group consider looking at that and consider exploring possibilities, having conversations about revisiting the charter. That's part of what one of the organizations that I'm a part of does. I would be pleased to participate in those discussions. Secondly, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we have the 75th anniversary coming up on December 10th this year. Article 28 in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights reads, everyone is entitled to a social and international order in which the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration can be fully realized. That means every item, education, health, all of those 30 articles should be realized through the economic order that we have. As an ecologist, I will also say the economic order that we have is one that is based primarily on growth and the metric that we use to measure